Thank you much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where also during National Agriculture Week this year, it was also a sweet celebration of sugar beet production. And a longtime voice for sugar beet production in both the extension and private sectors, Al Katna, a presenter at this year's International Sugar Beet Institute on the past, present, and future of sugar beets.
The co-ops lobbied the two states to create these extension sugar beet positions, which they did. First one, 1968, and then the second one, I think, was about 1972. Great partnership. Why should each state duplicate the same kind of service to the growers? Because the Red River just dividing the beet growing
right.
area.
Absolutely.
So it was really a unique way to set up extension positions. And then a couple of years later, potatoes did the same thing, sharing a specialist between NDSU, University of Minnesota. Brand new co-op in 72, so the co-op was in its infancy. And the acreages were considerably lower than they are today. Sugar beet acreage for American Crystal, for example, went from about 275,000 all the way to 500,000 acres. And now it's backed off to a little better than 400,000 because the yields are high enough to keep the factories fully supplied. Weed control was a huge problem back then. I know at one point there were more than 15,000 migrant laborers in the Red River Valley. American Crystal actually had a labor recruitment office in Crystal City, Texas. And they had that staffed year-round with the sole purpose of getting more and more labor available to come to the Red River Valley. GMOs, you know, the Roundup Ready beets really took care of a lot of the weed issues. So Cercospora was a problem, too. And we had fungicides that all of a sudden failed. It wouldn't take care of the Cercospora problem. So we got back to using the old Mancozeb products. We worked, a lot of us guys at that time worked on, I guess you'd say, automation, where you were getting away from huge amounts of labor in the fields, labor for thinning. Eventually, you planted a stand, your planters were good, dropped a beet where you wanted it, you no longer thinned. One that's so different is size of the equipment. You know, 12-row harvesters, 48-row planters, precision planting, those things are just so incredibly different from where I started. And database management. American Crystal's got a huge database, for example. The other co-ops do, too. Tracking what's happened in the past, what made a grower a top 10 grower, and then passing that information on to all the grower groups.
Sugar beet production, past, present, and future, from the longtime voice, the one, the only, Al Katna. Have a great weekend. This is Inside Agriculture.